And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Roger Schmidt, Executive Director of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Welcome to Morning Edition, Roger.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's been very busy for you lately. Thanks for coming down so early, taking time out from your schedule.
Sure, happy to do it.
Well, you know, taking a look at the community calendar, there's so much going on at Fine Arts Camp. I'd like to first talk about Jazz on the Waterfront, which is coming up this Friday. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about that event?
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. That's one of our big kind of fundraiser fun events that we do. We've been doing it, I think it'll be our 11th year doing it. And it's a fancy dinner. It's an amazing big band, and it's a lot of music in a lot of styles. We have a 20 plus big band that plays, and we do music. We start out with early New Orleans music, with like Louis Armstrong, the Hot Five and the Hot Seven. So small band arrangement: clarinet, cornet, trombone, banjo, tuba and piano. And then we finish the night with things like songs from like Journey to rock, classic, or classic 80s rock, to funk tunes. We do a lot of Stevie Wonder. We do Tower of Power. And then in the middle, we're doing a set of kind of crooners, Frank Sinatra tunes, Judy Gardner tunes, kind of your dinner or sort of, I'm kind of thinking like...
So it's more a little more mellow during dinner, exactly. But then you ramp it up at the end.
Yeah, and then we have a early swing dance set too. So after dinner, we're doing music from, Glenn Miller and Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Jimmy Lunsford, all these, Tommy Dorsey, all these great swing bands of the 30s and 40s. Then we go to a Latin set of salsa type music, and then we wrap up with what we call the funk and rock set at the end.
Well, and this is a couple of hours, right? 7 to 9 p.m.
No, this goes to midnight.
It goes to. I was about to say it's a lot to pack in.
Yeah, it's
so it's 7 to midnight, and there's a silent auction component.
Silent auction. Yeah, it's a benefit for the camp. So in addition to just coming and supporting the camp that way, we also have a really fantastic silent auction where people have donated tremendous gifts that are being auctioned off, like a resort in a diamond resort in Hawaii or in Mexico. I think last year I know we had a lot of art too from our artists that donate art, so it's a great great chance to get artwork from some of our artist faculty that come from all over the country. And it's a really full, great evening. And we only have 200 tickets. Chef Dante does a New Orleans feast, and he's on the menu. It'll be a shrimp crawfish etouffee. It'll be steamship, I think that's what it calls, beef. And airline chicken and
that sounds great. My stomach's rumbling.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, and it's all New Orleans based, mm-hmm. Classic New Orleans cooking. And it'll be a real amazing meal. And then it's at the Otis Theater, Allen Hall, on the campus, and we have Amy Rowe Danielson is our sort of chief decorator, and she gets a team of people together. Last year it was a speakeasy, and it just had a really amazing feel to it. This year I'm going to just get surprised with what they're doing, and I'm looking forward to that. But people really dress up for the event. There's, fine eating and drinking and dancing and listening to music.
Now, the musicians performing, are they all from the camp?
No, we use a mixture of, we have, I guess you'd say, sort of four subsets. We have faculty members that are just teaching at the middle school that stay an extra day. We have faculty members who are teaching just at the high school that come early. We have faculty members that are here the whole time. We have members from the community that join us. And then we also fly in a few special guests that are really unbelievable players to join us as well. So it's quite a band. It's really unbelievable, the level of musicianship and the virtuosity of the different players. And through the night, my mouth drops every time. Bill Liston comes from Los Angeles. He'll be featured on a lot of Benny Goodman tunes this year. And Bill is, he's the first call woodwind player in Los Angeles. So any major movie, he'll be playing saxes or he'll be playing clarinets or he'll be playing flutes. He plays all the woodwind instruments and he's the best there is. And he's also an orchestrator and a composer and does a lot of work on a lot of the feature films in those capacities as well, and nowadays video games too.
So only 200 tickets. How can folks get hold of them?
They should go to Old Harbor Books right away and get tickets, and or they can call our office, 747-3085. And we're also, you can reserve a table if you want to go with a party of eight. Our tables are seat eight people, and we've had a lot of people do that so far, and I think that's a really fun way to, kind of come with your group, and you've got your table, and that's your experience as well.
Well, can we talk a little bit about what's going on with Fine Arts Camp?
Yeah,
now, are we wrapping up middle school?
Yes. Well, we're in our second week of middle school. Okay. So we're halfway through middle school, or just over halfway. And so for us, it's wrapping up, but it's every day is like a year at Fine Arts Camp. It's actually amazing what happens in a single day. So we've still got some solid days to go. But we will be having our final performances, and they're Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And those are just the most heartwarming, extraordinary things for me, with just seeing the kids. We have 230 students at the middle school. They come from Sitka, of course. They come from all over the state, from the smallest communities to the largest communities, and then from all over the country. And they're participating and have signed up. There's over 70 different distinct classes that kids sign up for. So when it comes to the performances, not all 70 classes perform by any means, but every night is really eclectic. There's just an amazing array of talent and artistic disciplines. And then Friday afternoon we have an art show right on the campus, and that's really amazing too. That starts at 1 o'clock, and all this stuff is free and open to the public. So it's a great, inexpensive, inspiring, feel-good thing. Bring your family to see the kids do their stuff is really, really inspiring and really fun.
So that's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7 p.m. Those are the student performances.
Yep. And then 1 o'clock on Friday for the art show. And there's also additional performances during that afternoon as well, all on the campus. Okay. And those are on the campus. The final performances, the evening performances, are all at the Performing Arts Center.
And then what's coming up next?
So right after that, we do Jazz on the Waterfront Saturday night, and then Sunday all our high school students come. And again, there's about 230. We've had full enrollment for both camps, so that's our sort of maximum capacity. They'll be here for 2 weeks. We start all over again, but with students that are, in 10th through through graduating seniors.
It must be just amazing to have 230 young people flood your campus, and then to integrate them into campus life and just to see them grow and blossom.
Oh, it's incredible, and it's my 14th year, and we always do things differently every year, and we're always trying to learn from the previous year. And we have a lot of staff that have been doing it for a while now, really core staff. And it's just amazing to see when we're all working together, the type of experience that my staff provide to each student at the camp, the type of care that they have, for every kid to succeed, the attitude of trying to make people feel comfortable and part of a community. It ends up really, for me, I just watch it, and it's really beautiful to see the students are, by and large, it's a big, also it can be challenging being away from home for 2 weeks in a really tight social setting, but by and large, they're really happy, and one thing, they all grow, and you see that growth, you see that confidence. I mean, it's happened so fast, you can watch it happening. It's really amazing walking into a classroom, after the first day, and then coming 3 days later and looking at how hard people are applying themselves, trying, taking these risks. I was at a hip hop class the other day, and I sat in for about an hour, which is also really stretching my comfort zone too. trying to learn these hip hop moves. It was really different for me, but I looked around and the kids were just completely engaged, and they were just, you know, putting everything out to it. And it was just really amazing. And then going by a few days later and just watching through the window and seeing, I had missed a few days, and I had missed what looked like months of growth, although it was only, you know, a few more hours of instruction that they had received than my entry point and exit point.
So we'll have an opportunity to see this growth in action during the student performances coming up this week. Are they themed at all?
Yeah, lightly. So the Wednesday and Thursday are more theater and dance, and then the last night is more the large music ensembles. And that has a little bit to do with just the structure of the hall. When we set up the shell, the orchestra shell, we're not able to do... The Performing Arts Center sort of has two settings. One is it can be a theater with the full lighting, all the different lighting options. You can put a dance floor down, and that really works for theater and dance, but not so well for our bands, our orchestras, jazz bands. And so Friday, then we change the hall, so it's a concert hall.
So these performances are at the Performing Arts Center then?
Yeah.
Okay, 7 p.m. Performing Arts Center,
yep.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
Student performances, Jazz on the Waterfront, Saturday
yep.
7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater.
Yeah.
And then we have high school kids coming.
Yeah, and then the other really neat opportunity that, I would recommend anybody go to is almost every single night we have what we call an art share, and that's also free to the public. Most of them are at the Otis Theater, and they're when our staff perform, present, share what they do professionally to for our students. And they're real short, they're just 1 hour long, 7 to 8 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and then the following week as well, Monday through Wednesday at the high school camp. And those are great things to go to, too. You'll see everything from, clown theater to a jazz combo play to, Shakespeare. We had sword fighting on the stage the other day. We have a couple stage combat people, and they were doing a Shakespeare scene that involved a duel with swords. And, how often do you see that in Sitka? I'd never seen it. It was pretty neat. And every night's a new adventure.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Roger.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Roger Schmidt, director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. You can pick up your tickets for Jazz on the Waterfront at Old Harbor Books.